A lot of voice actors think that big time regular actors like that should leave some of the voice acting work on the table.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Going live now.
Well, maybe if voice actors knew how to body act, they would get more jobs.
True.
Think about that, Troy Baker.
Voice actors are all ugly, though. That's the reason they're
voice
actors.
Yeah, Troy Baker. That one goes for you, too.
Yeah.
Looking like that ocelot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a joke, because he is excessively attractive.
I think Sean's
he's an excessively attractive man.
They're similar looking.
And yeah, except Sean's got that fucked up beard.
If he would shave it, he'd be way cuter than Baker, though. That's what I'm saying.
He would. He
yeah,
would.
What were the results of last week's sweeter than Baker. Asking everyone about beards?
Oh, you'll find out on tonight's show. You'll find out the truth.
When are we going to go live? I want to get to that.
I'm bored, so let me know when we're live.
I definitely said we were live. Definitely. You have to listen to the local recording.
I don't have to do anything, okay?
Always forcing you.
It's America, okay?
Always the man trying to tell you what
this guy's
do.
Like
yeah,
fucking...
Yeah, Garrett, that's what I am.
This guy's like
man.
Fucking Obama telling everybody...
He says he's Mexican,
you have to do this. You
right.
have to do that. I'm a bummer.
Yeah.
Whereas the guys on the couch are more like Mr. D. Trump. Okay, and let's get politico for a second. We're here making America good again, making it like it was back when it was great, like 100 years ago, when it peaked.
Mm-hmm. 100 years.
Peak America was back in the day before all the shit that is wrong with America happened. Theme song.
In Georgia, let the gimmicks go rotten, so they died of hepatitis in Upper Manhattan. Sly in Vietnam, bullet in the head. Bobby OD'd on Drano on the night that he was wed. There were two more friends of mine, two more friends that died.
Welcome back. Tonight we are coming to you live in stereo sound.
If you move across the mics, does it change?
I don't know. Actually, that was an experiment.
Binaural beats in your headphone treats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I dose.
Yeah, everyone at home, put on the headphones and we're going to do some ASMR tricks.
Okay.
To get you into a tingly
state. We're like ASMR magicians. We're like the Siegfried Roy and Lance Burton of calming your ears.
Yeah. Ready?
Yeah.
Hey guys, tonight we're going to be discussing video games and their effect on the psyche of a young boy playing them with no parents supervising and no interference from the normies. Just sit back, relax, take your shoes off.
That isn't valuable.
Oh, here.
Take your shoes off, take your socks off, and just...
There's like 700 greeting cards.
Scrunch your toes into the carpet and relax.
What are we doing?
Just occurred to me we were being weird. I'm sorry.
I'm getting too old for that.
Yeah, we're adults. We're actually grown-ass men. And we want to talk about serious stuff tonight.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
we're going to talk about serious things.
Yeah.
We're going to get into advice, life advice, sex advice, mm-hmm. you know, the whole thing. We're going to talk about...
We've got great sex advice.
Who's in charge of the sex advice? Is one of you on life, the other on sex?
Yeah, I'll let Rocco take sex and you right. take life.
Oh shit.
And I will be grab bag. Any advice you need that is outside of those two topics, you come to me. I'm the grab man. The grab bag man.
So throughout the show we're just gonna sprinkle little bits of our advice.
Yeah.
Well, I can start.
Exactly. Alright.
Life advice. Don't pay for Worcestershire sauce. You just go and you put it in your pocket at Fuddruckers.
Okay, yeah. You know what? Grab bag, life advice. Mm-hmm. You ever notice how Jack in the Box on their receipt says, take this survey and you will receive 2 free tacos?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I did an experiment this week where I ordered some Jack in the Box and said, I have a coupon here for 2 free tacos, even though I never took the survey. And guess what? Boom, baby, 2 free tacos added to my order.
They believe you.
$1.19 deducted from my total cost. I was macking on tacos for free. Just like Gandhi would have done it.
Yeah.
Because Gandhi don't pay for tacos.
Is it me? My turn?
Sex, yeah.
Yeah, sex advice.
Same thing. Go to... just sneak into the hospital and, like, you could pick up, like, sex supplies. It's just like Panda Express.
It's better. It's cheaper.
Yeah.
They charge you money at Panda Express.
What are the rubber... the condoms and,
rubbers.
Condoms. What else do you,
need? Spermicidal
yeah.
foam.
That foam... whatever shit they put on you when they do the ultrasound.
Yep.
I don't know if you can use that...
but I think it's called
take it.
Jelly.
Yeah.
Yeah, get jelly. Like, you can get that from Panda Express.
I don't know anything about anything. Okay. What, is it possible to do an ultrasound on a guy and just see, like, what he's been eating or, like, what his shit looks like? Anybody? Yeah.
No? I think they can ultrasound some of your bigger organs to see what's going on with them.
Nice.
See a little heartbeat in your liver. Make sure it's all alive and well.
That's cool.
10 fingers. Yeah. 10 toes.
Did they use ultrasound for just fun stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. Did they ever do anything like happy with an ultrasound, or is it always negative shit?
Yeah.
There's some.
Yeah. Sorry, your life's ruined.
Yeah. Is it always like a life sentence of misery? Mm. Or do they ever get like kooky? Podcast question of the week.
They do it with your heart? Yeah, but that's another thing that sucks, because what are you going to find out? You're not going to find out good news. You're not going to go through it and go, oh, your heart is better than before.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be your heart is dying.
You know what they should do? Ultrasound all the gifts at Christmas.
Yeah.
Slather up all the boxes.
Yeah,
and then do the little sonar thing and see if you got a PlayStation in the box or if it's like a fucked up sweater.
Like blind box figures. Next time we do Vinylmation figures.
My God. That would be good.
Take those to the hospital.
Take an ultrasound to Disneyland and check all the blind
boxes. They'll
say,
congratulations, it's an R2-D2.
I don't know if you've heard, but Alan Rickman, actor, died at 69.
Everyone's going at 69.
It sucks that Alan Rickman died before he could do anything other than be Snape. So
he should have been Snake.
There are no words.
There are no words. This Sean posted an article about Alan Rickman.
Sean, can I step in for a second?
Yeah.
Sean, don't post an article about Alan Rickman. Well, no. Show that first so everyone knows what we're talking about.
Okay.
Now, Sean, I want you to... Sean's not here this weekend, obviously, but he's going to have a lot of editing to do on Monday. Go ahead and do like an Alan Rickman tribute
he's
video.
He's going to have to make up...
All around me are familiar faces, worn out places, worn out faces, bright and early for the daily...
being lazy today.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't know where he is.
So
he's in Las Vegas gambling.
Oh, just spending all his money?
Huge problem. Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Just getting rid of it.
Yeah. He's got... Yeah. Forgot
after the Powerball devastation, I know he spent thousands on that.
He was so bummed he didn't win the $1 billion Powerball. He said, fuck it, I'm still going to gamble. I'm going to get my Billy. And then he just drove off to Vegas.
Just on the 15.
Yeah, left us to eat his dust.
Fuck.
So, so many people have died since the last podcast, that we think it would be appropriate to do like a death reel. You know, they do that in the Oscars. That's kind of a respectful thing.
True.
So we're going to do one.
This is
kind of like a tribute to everybody who's passed away.
This is as many people, everybody who died last week. We're not just going to limit this to famous people.
Exactly.
We're going to say every single death.
Yep.
The world over that Sean can find information on.
Yes.
Search the obituaries, search the statistics.
Yeah, Sean, we need you to get regular. I want regular, good American people. No, worldwide people.
Worldwide.
They don't have to be American.
Sean's going to edit this all together.
Yeah.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
The audio track.
Okay.
Yeah,
those are people who died. Those are people who died. They were all my friends.
What is
Can
that?
You put it to that song? That song that plays along.
I'm gonna go ahead and veto that.
Veto that.
I try to have an idea of once.
No, no, no. Sean, go ahead and use Baby Kaylee. They're Up in Heaven.
Mm-mm. No, I veto that. I use Anaconda by Nicki Minaj. Thank you.
That would be fit.
That's
bang, bang, bang. I let him hit it cause he's slang cocaine. He twists my salad like his name Romaine. And when we done, I make him buy me Romaine. I'm a...
Not appropriate. But, Sean, we trust you to do the right thing. And make the... Sean, ultimately, it gets the final veto.
You don't think Rickman was down for the swirl?
I don't know anything about... I never was a Harry Potter fan. So I don't know. But anyway, so get the celebrities in there. Get Alan Rickman. Get Daniel Bowie. Get...
Annette Funicelli.
Get...
Dr.
Fresh
Phil,
Prince.
Father Phil. Daddy Phil from Fresh Prince, Phil.
Dr. Phil.
Phil of the Fathers.
And who's...
You said Gandhi earlier.
Oh, Lenny.
Lenny, yeah. Lenny and put Steven Universe in there, too.
Yeah, put Steven Universe. Just, Sean, make sure the second half of the tribute is all Steven Universe.
Yeah, we'll just pretend he died.
Yeah. So there's... All right, welcome back. That was our Steven... That was kind of a...
Tribute Steven Universe.
Steven Universe.
Passing of Steven.
Mm-hmm. Anyway... so yeah, it's been kind of crazy. It was weird. It was weird when David Bowie passed away because I was streaming at the time.
Yeah,
and it was for a long time. No one could confirm if it was real or a prank.
Well, I have my theories about that.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a conspiracy.
It's a conspiracy. How?
I think David Bowie died on purpose. To get his shitty album played on the radio, which they haven't stopped doing since it happened.
Yeah, that's true.
Are they playing stuff from that?
They've been playing Black Star on the radio, and Black Star is all. It's the worst David Bowie's ever done. So I think he realized how he had fucked up with this album, and he said, "I got to pull out the big guns, the biggest publicity stunt of all time:
cancer,
death."
No, hey, Garrett, cancer's number two.
Oh, death is number one on the list.
Yeah. Damn. Death fixes all problems. If you're a celebrity and you're sliding in the charts.
You're right.
It got Michael Jackson off of child molestation charges.
Right. He did get off.
He got off and everybody loved him. Scot-free.
So, hey, I know what's going to happen next week.
Do you think, you think Cosby's
done? I was just going to say,
Eric. Cosby's done?
The best thing Bill Cosby could do is die right now and then... Everybody would just
then he's home free.
Yeah,
can you believe that?
If Bill Cosby dies, dude's home free.
Yeah, he is. He's safe.
Yeah, it's no one can say anything bad to a dead man. Dead men tell no tales.
Don't speak ill of the dead. That's mm-hmm. what people don't want to do.
Don't forget, dead men tell no tales, as they say in court.
Yeah.
Don't speak ill of the dead, but if they're alive, fuck them.
He is a little stinker.
I heard David Bowie watched his Lazarus music video and. He said, "This is so awful. I can't do this anymore," and just fell over dead.
Yeah, there was some bad shit going on with George Harrison in the early 2000s, and he went halfway, but then he reconsidered.
Yeah,
remember
that? He hired someone to bring.
Yeah, he's like, man,
make it look like an accident.
Yeah, and then, but then it was okay. But then later he went, "Don't half-ass anything."
Yeah,
whole-ass everything.
He went number two, then number one.
It even works if you're not even if you're only sort of famous. Like the guy from Sublime is like, "I'm never gonna become famous." Dies.
Yeah.
Sublime is still played on the radio today.
Dude, with Rome too.
15 years later, they're still playing Sublime.
Exactly.
That guy was so good, he died, and they replaced him with an imposter.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you know you've really fucking made it.
Right.
Do you think there will be, like, an imposter Cosby?
Yeah.
Comedian who called him out. I think that's why he's trying to take his place, take his spot.
So there you go.
So there you have it, everybody.
What's that guy? He's alt. What's his name?
Cosby, we know your tricks.
Yeah.
We know what's your
Hannibal's
move
eye in that top spot. I know what his game is.
Exactly. So anyway, thank you. Thank you. To everybody who's alive.
Well, I say fuck you.
to the David Bowie conspirators.
Okay.
Because this is a publicity stunt, and you will see the truth will come to light.
Okay. So we'll, and what's his name? The Stone Temple pilot.
Scott Weiland,
yeah.
What's he up to? What's the newest thing with him?
New album's coming, I heard.
His ex-wife's
all about it.
Wait, did something happen with Scott Weiland?
What's the newest thing with him? What's not that? A lot over the last month.
His ex-wife's stoked on him.
Yeah.
I'm out of the loop.
Yeah, so is he.
I know, all right.
Yeah, lest we forget Dan Haggerty.
Somebody give me the Weiland news. Hit me with it.
He's retired.
He retired from music.
Oh.
Yeah, he retired.
He retired from a lot of things.
He retired from heroin. Hey, he kicked heroin. He kicked the habit.
He's a month sober.
I'm gathering that he's dead, and apparently I should have known this, because Scott Weiland is so important in the world.
Month sober.
Congratulations.
He just got his coin.
Yeah, they just...
Well, this is news to me. Can we confirm?
I'll
believe it when it's confirmed. Happens. When somebody reports it, I'll believe it. Not when it's word of mouth.
I mean, I wasn't surprised by that one, but I liked a lot of Stone Temple Pilot music.
Sean's going to edit a tribute just to the Stone Temple Pilots right now. Hey, welcome back. That was really long. That was a tribute to Stone Temple Pilots. We miss them, and congratulations to the
So many people died this week.
Really? I'm just joking.
Continue this conversation.
So it's insane.
I know everybody in the chat is upset, and they think we're being rude, but fuck it.
I don't know how else to come back. I mean, honestly, real talk, I love David Bowie.
We didn't say it was
wild. My dad was a huge David Bowie fan. And so, yeah, I mean, even in the middle of doing the stream that I was on, I called my dad.
Really?
I mean, I didn't even turn it off. I just stepped back and called. Because honestly, but honestly, it was confusing because no one knew if it had happened or not. Because all that existed was some Facebook post, and everything online that was saying, yeah, it happened, it's real, was linking to that. And that was it. And it was like, yeah, but wouldn't there be something on another site? And, you know, TMZ hadn't confirmed it or anything like that.
I found out that morning at work. It was a Monday morning, right? It happened Sunday night.
Yeah, Sunday night.
So after I left here, I didn't know. And then I was at work and I found out. I think Mauricio texted me or I saw on Twitter.
Yeah.
But, I was really bummed.
I swore my dad, like I said, my dad's a huge fan.
That was unexpected because I talked all about this on the PPS last week. But I listened to Black Star when it came out. Yeah. I watched
it. Did you like it?
No.
I didn't like it either.
I was pretty honest. I watched the Lazarus video about a month ago, and I really liked the music video. But I don't really care for newer era David Bowie. I like some of the 90s stuff he did, and I liked
the
like,
10-minute old stuff. Or 10 to 13 minute, however long it is, Black Star music video was so hard to watch. I actually had multiple viewings with groups of people so we could all just sit around and make fun of it.
Really?
Because it was so awful.
I liked the video when I saw it a month ago. It might have just been a sneak preview. I don't remember it being 10 minutes. I remember like a 2-minute
It's 10
thing.
Minutes long.
Well,
it's really long.
I watched the thing that they showed a month ago, and it was just, hey, a new Bowie album. Okay, cool. And then his birthday came, and I even tweeted something out that day. And then the album dropped. I gave it a listen, and I went, that was worth the listen. And I was done on Spotify. And then, 2 days later, he died. Yeah. So I haven't gone back and listened to it. Now it seems like kind of a farewell, so I want to do that, but I haven't brought myself to do that yet.
What was really funny to me was when it happened, as soon as it came out, is David Bowie dead? No way, is David Bowie dead? One of the first things said, as I said, I was streaming.
Yeah.
One of the first things said in the chat out of disappointment was, oh no, now the Coachella rumors are over. that cracked me up.
Oh, that
like
joke.
That was someone's gut response.
The Coachella rumors.
Like, I guess the Coachella rumors are over. Like that was like, that was the first thing you thought of? That was just kind of funny. But Daft Punk is still alive, so that
they can still headline.
They can still headline.
Maybe they'll do a David Bowie tribute.
Maybe.
What are you doing?
I'm dancing like a solitary candle.
No.
At the center of it all. It looked like he hired some, like, film art students to, like, hey, we're going to make this video for you.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I like watching it. It reminded me of, like, old Manson, Marilyn Manson videos.
The center of a village.
But yeah, I didn't really like the video on the first, or the album on the first listen. Now, going back, knowing it's a, like, goodbye to the world, I am interested in giving it another listen. I don't think I'm going to like it any more or less, but... It's amazing to see the love pour out of, like, everyone. Mm-hmm. How fucking inspired. Other musicians, other celebrities, other actors, other just important figures were.
Yeah.
Well, I think David Bowie is great, but...
it was gross seeing Brands.
Nobody lives forever. I feel like he's... David Bowie's been around for so long. Yeah.
It's just out of nowhere.
It is weird, though, all these deaths at 69. It's just weird.
Yeah. And all fucking cancer, which is terrifying as hell.
Fuck cancer.
Yeah.
Bold stance.
Bold stance.
Mean carrot. Damn.
We're on it today.
You know what? Fuck ISIS, too. Bold.
This one's for cancer. This one's for ISIS.
Put them together. Put them together.
Oh! I have a dream, too, bitch.
Ooh.
Of all the annoying things on social media with all the deaths, it was, like, I mentioned, like, Brands, like, tweeting out Bowie stuff was gross.
Mm-hmm. On that note, I was listening to the radio, and the DJ was talking about David Bowie's death and saying, you know, to commemorate this, we do have free copies of Black Star that we're going to be giving out, so call in and tweet us. And in the background, they were playing that song...
Oh my god.
Oh,
and he's like, yeah, we're also sad David Bowie's dead. We're giving away free albums. Call us, tweet at us, get at us on Instagram if you want this free date. And I was like, this is not how you mourn.
It's funny.
Somebody.
Everyone mourns different. I personally didn't want to hear any Bowie music. It's just like, I felt weird listening to it right after. But yeah, it was gross seeing Brands and stuff tweet that, and all the misspellings that you retweeted were...
Yeah,
they fucking
that's
had
always
me.
That. Yeah.
But my favorite was people getting upset that Lemmy Kilmister's death was overshadowed by Bowie. But that made me really, like, put in check these fucking metalheads that don't realize, like Lemmy was, like, really important, like, really fucking rock and roll elite.
Yeah.
But, like, David fucking Bowie, I think the outcry from just the world in general put him on, like,
but also too,
that's
guys.
Not how death works.
Yeah, it's
not a fucking contest.
It's not a popularity contest. Yeah. Who's the coolest person to die this week?
Yeah. I loved seeing, like, just...
Couldn't he have waited?
The social media that came out of death now, it seems to be, like, the bandwagon thing.
Oh, we're talking about death, so.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Bring it up. Lighten the mood.
But anyway.
We'll lighten the mood.
Rest in peace.
Who's number three? These things happen in threes, so who's next?
Yeah, Alan Rickman, so who are the next two?
Alan Rickman was the beginning of a new three?
Yeah.
You know what? Because Annette Funicelli was the first one.
Yeah,
I'm going to
so
make...
Who's next?
I actually have a prediction, legitimately, and this is sad. Next celebrity to die. I think I know.
Ooh.
I think I know.
I got a good one.
You want to hear it? You ready for this?
Yeah.
Tim Curry.
Oh, yeah. No.
Sadly, and
he,
I hate
just,
to say
how
it.
Old is
he?
69.
Oh, no.
He's about to be.
I hate to say it. Tim, if you're watching, hold on. Hang on. We want you, okay? This is a vote against myself saying make me eat my words. But those are my words. And
damn.
I saw the news about Alan Rickman right after David Bowie. And then I saw an article about how Tim Curry was going to appear in the new Rocky Horror remake. And
he's going to narrate
just,
it.
I had like a feeling
There's
from
a
the
remake?
Universe. It's like all of these things are coming at me at the same time. This is a cosmic warning.
Damn.
So.
It's a TV remake. They're doing it as like a either a miniseries or something.
Well,
I'm not sure.
Like on Netflix or a Hulu?
I think it's Fox.
Oh, Fox. All right.
So that's my prediction. I don't know if anybody else.
I got one.
What?
I think Burt Reynolds is knocking on death's door.
Really?
Ooh. I haven't seen Burt Reynolds in a long time.
That's why.
He's out of the public eye.
He's one of the, you hear about. Bill Cosby, I think, is up there on the list. How old's Cosby? We know he's got it.
I don't know, but yeah, he
it's in his best interest.
He's got strategy behind his game.
Yeah. Sean Connery, I mean, it's got to be.
That's another one.
Right? I mean,
Cosby, 78. He's pushing it.
He's, yeah, he, I mean. He's molesting on borrowed time.
Yeah.
Hey, one of the kids on Wonder Years. Shit. Not one of the main ones. Don't worry.
Okay.
All right. Phew. Hey, we've been talking about death so much. I think we should talk about life.
Okay.
Things that are living, thriving. This week we put out a little, just a brief little video on our YouTube channel, an update video, talking about kind of what's going on around our headquarters, around our studio, and things like that. And so we uploaded that. Mm-hmm. And we talked a little bit about projects to come and things that are happening. Yeah, so you should check out, if you haven't already, check out our update video that we put on
YouTube.
Check
out the update. And excuse me, I wanted to say that it was in regards to our Patreon milestones that we hit back when we launched our Patreon.
Yes.
And we are trying to fulfill those milestones and the commitments that we made, and for reaching those. And yeah, it's all cool. It's coming along nicely. Check out the update. It's very exciting stuff.
Yes.
What else were you going to say?
No, I think that's it about that. I want to say thank you to everybody who supports us on the Patreon. Go to patreon.com/mega64 if you want to contribute, if that's what you want to do. It does support us directly. So, thank you for that. Also, if you want to get some of our merchandise, that always helps as well. Shop.mega64.com. We have all kinds of stuff. We have more. We have stuff that we've reprinted coming out. Especially, we just closed the pre-orders, but the Mega 64 Anniversary Blu-ray box set is on the way. That will be coming back to the store soon. There will be some just on regular sale very soon. But there's lots of stuff there now, so go check that out.
While it's cold out, the hoodies are up on sale.
Yeah, right? we still have hoodies.
Go get one of those Mega 64 public access hoodie.
Winter time.
Yes. I also real quick want to thank our sponsor, Kickapoo Joy Juice. I've got, remember last week they gave us these nice bottles.
I remember someone was trying to sneak out of here with one.
Yeah.
Brian was trying to steal the blue bottle, and Sean, even the next day, was still upset about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Sean desires those blue bottles amongst all other colors.
Well, he was very adamant that there was one for him and one for you and not one for anybody else.
I was just going to wait until one was given to me.
Yeah. Well, so that was an issue. The Kickapoo, it causes controversy. It's so desirable. Yeah. It's actually breaking up friendships here at Mega 64. So be careful before you bring this elixir into your own home.
It's
true.
Is that
a story in the Bible? Cain and Abel, they fought over a Kickapoo.
Yeah.
Cain had to kill Abel.
Yeah. The first murder on earth was Cain killing Abel, saying, "You motherfucker, get away from my Kickapoo!"
My Malibu.
And
bitch.
And that ain't in the King James Version.
No.
Let me tell you.
Some unabridged shit. Some Dead Sea Scroll shit.
You gotta learn Latin to know that shit.
Exactly. So anyway, if you want it, go to drinkkickapoo.com and get yourself a case. Mm. You can also go on Amazon. Follow them at drinkkickapoo on Twitter, and you can get an update at any given point of where this drink, who's drinking it, where are they drinking it, where do they live. You can get into their house and
latitude.
What are the social issues surrounding Kickapoo?
It's like,
is it in the right hands?
Yeah.
Is it fair trade?
Yeah.
Is it made with blood diamonds?
Is it Bull and Bear?
Did Sean end up drinking the blue Kickapoo? They just in a refrigerator
somewhere? No, it's just sitting there.
He put it on a pedestal.
It's just coveted in there.
He pointed nice lights at it.
They're precious. What do you think? Better out of glass or aluminum? What do you like?
That's hard. I don't know.
See, I'm a fan of the aluminum just because it's more portable. It's like on the go.
You can recycle it. Yeah. Ooh, you can recycle that too, though.
Yeah, this is like fancy. This is for the dinner parties.
This is like rich bitch kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Exactly.
This is when you're meeting the in-laws for the first time. You pour them the Kickapoo.
Bougie-ass bitch comes over. You give her that glass Kickapoo.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I know it.
Uh-huh. It's probably healthy. Probably. So if you got, like, that Erica Badu chick coming, looking through your fridge, bam, hit that little bitch with the kickapoo.
Yeah.
Anyway. Thank you, everybody. Thank you to our sponsors. Yeah, what's been going on with you guys? Have you guys been playing anything recently? Or
hell yeah.
Yeah?
I went on Twitter today, and I put a call out to all internet soldiers. Mm. Let's go play Metal Gear Online. Metal Gear Solid 5, Phantom Pain has a Metal Gear Online mode, as some of you may
know. Yeah, I haven't played that yet. They just released the PC version. Yeah. I don't know anybody who has it on PC of my close gaming friends.
It got delayed for a while on the PC release date, so that when it has finally like come out, like all the, I think, Steam, no pun intended, is like let out of that title. So I don't know that a lot of people ran and are playing it. The game is great. I really have a lot of fun with it. But I had, like, the first time I've actually hosted a multiplayer online, like, room.
Yeah.
And then I had people, like, search, and I made a password-protected, you know, lobby. And, like, we had, at one time, I think the best we got was 3-on-3, so we had 6 people in there playing. But, like, a bunch of the guys from the community, and then we were all on voice chat with
them. How do you feel about the online multiplayer? Is it better than single player? Not as good?
No. I dump at least 2-3 hours a week into single-player Metal Gear still.
Really?
I mean, every day I play at least 2-3 side missions. I try to. Plus all the, like, metagame management shit that you can do, like, by, you know, spending coins to expand your FOB and stuff like that. Yeah. I'm constantly, like, going and grinding and doing that. I really have a lot of fun with that game still. But the online stuff, I just kind of got started in for real this weekend. And then today was the first time I had actually set up a lobby. And that was a lot of fun. Played for like an hour or so.
That's cool.
Yeah. It took a while for people. It's hard to search and find the games. But once people can figure it out, they got in and we had a good time.
I haven't been playing Metal Gear for a few weeks, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I just fell off.
MGO's really simple. It's kind of like, it feels like Counter-Strike to me.
Yeah.
I mean, different. You have the like third-person mode. But
It looks like a slowed down version of Counter-Strike.
Yeah, there's not that many weapons. You have, like, you know, your classes and your loadouts that give you special attributes. But really, you know, it's pretty simple. And you can get the techniques down by playing for, like, an hour or so. You kind of get it under your belt. It's fun.
That's cool.
That and Splatoon. Just still playing Splatoon. Touching base with that all the time, too.
Nice. Have you been playing anything?
Not really. You know, I tried playing a lot more. I got pretty far, but I think I talked about it before with Yakuza 5.
Mm-hmm.
And that game is fantastic.
You downloaded that on PS3,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And that series is fantastic. I honestly, it's going to be one of my favorites. And it's the only other game series that exists right now that's still going where the cutscenes are still like, they're not afraid to make them long. Oh, wow. I mean, there's parts in that game where it's like, shit, I'm just watching a soap opera. Okay. and so, I don't know any other. I feel like a lot of that has been put by the wayside, but that game, you know, sometimes if it's a compelling story, I don't mind it. I don't think every game should do that by any stretch of the imagination, but, yeah.
Did you see they pushed our very coveted, Dead or Alive import?
Yeah, it was delayed.
Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball now coming in not February, but March.
Yeah, hey, take as long as you need, make it get perfect.
After Valentine's Day, yeah. I notice.
What are we supposed to do for Valentine's
Day? Yeah, I was going to go on a VR date with Morpheus.
Is that game even supposed to come out in the U.S., or is it only in Japan and you're importing
it? It's still only in Asian territories.
Yeah, you got to hit the black market to track it down. Fucked up.
I guess I'll start playing that. Did you guys ever play Grim Fandango? I know it's PSN free this month.
Not interested. I don't like that kind of game.
See, I've always said not interested, but I know that it's such a classic, it makes me want to, because it's free as well. Like,
am I wrong, or is that a Tim Schafer game?
Yeah. I believe so, and it's old school LucasArts Studios.
Yeah, like, I would check that out.
Monkey Island.
Is it on PlayStation 4 only? Can I do PS3 down there?
It's probably on multiple platforms. I think you can get a good version of it on Steam for super cheap.
Oh, that's
but
cool.
it happens to be free for PS Plus members right now.
Oh, I see.
And the remaster looks good.
You know,
but it seems like a Telltale game that I'm just not Telltale game.
That's what LucasArts games were.
Were.
And I actually loved those LucasArts games.
years ago.
I know of them historically being important in video game history, so that makes me want to be familiar with them. Well, like, I've gone back and I've played Dragon's Lair.
I think they're good for kids because they're like
fun.
They're like low intensity and kind of funny.
Yeah.
So you just kind of get a story and you get to solve puzzles and get a good laugh. But as an older person who's played so many games and is, you know, I like high intensity games to kind of go back to those point and click adventures, they're a little bit slow.
Okay.
Now, I think they're better for kids and younger people. Okay. But
maybe I'll just watch a YouTube playthrough.
That might be better.
Call it done.
If you want to get the experience. I actually played a game that's been out for a few years called Jazz Punk. And I remember I met one of the guys who worked on the game. I think he did the music like 2 years ago at PAX East. And he recommended the game for me and gave me all this info. And I was going through my house and I found all the info he gave me this week. So I popped it in and I played Jazz Punk. I know I'm late to the discussion, but it's pretty fun. It's pretty fun, pretty funny game. It's almost reminds me of like an Adult Swim game, and I think Adult Swim may have like had something to do with it, gotten involved.
Yeah, they published
at one point. Yeah, they published it.
Wow.
Reminds me of an Adult Swim game. They published it. But it's pretty it's got a good sense of humor and it's like puzzle solving. And you talking about Grim Fandango reminded me of that, because Jazz Punk kind of is that same low intensity, kind of puzzle-solving, humorous game. Anyways, that's what I've been playing this week, Jazz Punk. Check it out.
I'm trying to think if there was anything else that I checked out, but I don't think so.
Honorable mention, I played a lot of Choo Choo Rocket on my iOS. Do you remember how fun Choo Choo Rocket was?
Oh, that's one of my favorite games ever.
Do you ever, you have it on your iPhone as well, don't you? You ever open it up?
No.
I was like sitting in line and I forgot I had games on my phone. I was like, oh, what do I have? Oh, fuck. Choo Choo Rocket. That is still, and I think it's pretty damn perfected on the iOS because you can just touch the panels.
Yeah, yeah. I played that nonstop. When it came out on the Dreamcast, that was like the first game that was ever online.
Yeah.
So I played that nonstop there, and then I played it. It was like a Game Boy Advance launch game.
Really?
Yeah.
I only remember GameCube. Dreamcast.
Yeah. So I played it nonstop on Game Boy Advance. I think it was kind of hard to find them.
Huh.
But then, yeah, iOS.
I had a roommate that had it, and it was like, why did you buy this fucking game? It was, when we were playing it, we just thought it was dumb. Like, it's a cat and mouse, like, you spent money on this?
Yeah.
But then it was like, no, this is actually really fucking fun.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite kind of puzzle games.
And it still had the appeal of like, ooh, this is like a rare Japanese game.
Yeah.
Like, not a lot of Japanese games came out back in the day.
Yeah, that game was awesome. Yeah, a lot of those classic games, a lot of those Sega games are classic. Speaking of which, actually, that reminds me, I got a book this week. I ordered it a long time ago, but it just showed up because it came from the UK. It's, I believe, called Mega Drive / Genesis Collected Works.
Oh, wow.
I think that's the title. I might be screwing that up. But it was made in the UK. It was a Kickstarter project. It was can we kickstart basically this big coffee table book that's all the history of Sega's Mega Drive, which over here was Genesis.
Yeah.
And everything to do with making it and all the games on it.
Accessories.
And things like that. Yeah. Accessories, but you know, artwork for all the games and things like that. And so it's this giant book. The cover looks like a Genesis, you know, system. It's not an image. It's actually like bumpy.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow,
it's really
molded
cool.
Cover.
Exactly. And you open it up, and it's incredible. It has art, like concept artwork from every game on this system. That's like
that's really cool.
Even games that you wouldn't wouldn't think there'd be any kind of artistic anything behind it, you know? So, like, there's a game, I'm just making this up, but there's, you know, the game, you know, Alien Killer. Some game that it has nothing to it, but they'll have artwork inside it that you can unfold, and it's like, wow, they did this whole panoramic painting of a robot in a fedora, you know, like,
for
going
some
after
game,
some
no
giant brain.
Of.
Yeah, there's tons of Alex Kidd artwork.
Do you think...
it's crazy.
Do you think our sweet friend, Mr. T.T. Alarico, has a mention? That was around the time where he was doing music for, like, tons of
I don't know.
Games.
I'm not sure. I haven't read the whole thing front to back yet, but it's
gotta
incredible.
Be a whole Earthworm Jim section.
Yeah, I don't know. Huh. No, I don't know, because I think it I think it stays within Sega.
Really?
It's not like third parties. Gotcha. Yeah.
And it's that comprehensive just with the Sega first party.
It's incredible. Yeah. There is so much artwork of early Sonic stuff, which, you know, I could give a shit about Sonic now, but I think the beginnings of that are really interesting. And there's so much artwork of Sonic the Hedgehog's girlfriend that was cut from the game. That was a human girlfriend named Madonna.
Wait, what? She was fucking human?
Yeah.
It was Madonna.
Yeah. It was a blonde woman named Madonna.
Damn.
Dude.
He was in a rock band. Sonic. And that was his girlfriend, yeah. And they actually went, I think Yuji Naka went to, I think it was Sega of America that chimed in on it. And they said, like, can we offer some suggestions? Let's get rid of this creepy, like, relationship thing. And get rid of the band and get rid of all this stuff.
That's a they're like, shaming.
What's he going after then? And then they said, I think all his little forest friends should be like they're trapped in robots or something.
Sega of America is a kink shamer.
Mm, fuckers.
So there you go.
That's cool. That sounds like a cool book. Could people get that right now?
You can order it from their website. I think Read Only is the name of the group. I don't know the URL of the website, but you can order that book. They just put it on sale today, which is great. Just received it. Now it's on sale. I was stoked to read that. But anyway, it's in pounds. So you have to figure out how to convert that.
Unless you're over there and then. No problem.
Yeah, unless you're over there.
Stop by Tesco's on the way home.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, that book is really cool.
That is cool. I saw a movie this week. I saw The Visit, M. Night Shyamalan's new flick. And you know what?
Oh, I saw that.
You did?
Yeah, I saw it in theaters.
The kids who visit their grandparents?
Yeah.
I liked it.
I did too.
I thought it was.
I heard good stuff.
It was pretty cool.
I had a lot of fun in the theater, and then I was like, I can't believe this is M. Night Shyamalan. I can't.
I told Rocco it was the least M. Night Shyamalan of all the Shyamalan films.
Shyamalanian?
Yeah. It's the least Shyamalan-esque.
Yeah. I agree with that.
And I really liked it. It's a horror movie, but it doesn't ever, get super weird or get super bizarre like so many horror movies do, you know?
Yeah.
It stays very grounded in reality, and I really liked that.
It has some, surreal, very tense moments, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was good. I enjoyed it.
It had me on the edge of my seat, and definitely, it had the tenets of some Shyamalan films.
There were a couple parts that were kind of
what's a twist, but...
But for the most part, it was low-key, and I enjoyed it. It's not, the scariest movie ever made. In fact, I didn't know this going in, but it's only rated PG-13. Mm-hmm. And I know for some people, that ruins it. People think, it should be R. But I really enjoyed it, and I was surprised. I was like, for a PG-13 movie, I really like that. So
only people that are excited about Deadpool being R would say that being PG-13 would
ruin. Is that a thing? Because it's R?
People are very excited that Deadpool movie is going to be R.
Yeah, you can tell dirtier jokes. You'd say...
He could say the F word.
You could talk more about how I wore the brown pants.
Here's all the things you can do with the Deadpool being rated R. You can show boobs.
Ooh.
I'm pretty sure you can show a wiener, because Bruno did that.
Full frontal.
Yeah, you can show full frontal wiener. So if I don't see Deadpool's dick... And then it's a waste of time.
It's going to be all rotted.
Full frontal wiener.
I want to see, the burnt-up, hot-dog-looking Deadpool dick, okay?
If he doesn't visit the dick pool, it's going to be a sad day.
Yeah.
Sad.
You can show boobs. Titanic showed boobs, and that was only PG-13. So you can probably show...
Way more boobs.
You can probably show 2 or 3 sets of boobs.
I guarantee you, though, there will be a Titanic reference joke where he says, paint me by one of your...
Yeah, if you don't make that joke, blew it.
Paint me, draw me like one of your friends. What does he say, Kevin?
They need to say, fuck, motherfucker, cunt.
Mm-hmm.
What else can you say if it's
piss.
R? Shit and piss, you can say.
I want to hear all that in the first scene.
Yeah.
Or else.
If you don't say, fuck, motherfucker, cunt, shit, piss, and tits.
Yeah.
In the first 5 minutes.
I'm out. I walk out.
You blew it. You blew your shot.
So, The Visit, not as good as Deadpool's going to be.
Nope.
Oh, The Visit's good.
But it is good, yeah.
The Visit is good.
I was a little late to the studio. I was trying to get here 15 minutes early. I was 5 minutes early, which isn't early at all. Because I went and saw Star Wars for the third time.
Oh, really?
What do you think of it now, finally?
After had three a better viewings. Had a better experience on the third viewing than the second viewing.
Oh, yeah?
I was a little tired on the second viewing. But, always hey, fun.
I just wanted to shout out to my parents. Shout out to Firm Phoenix Films in the chat. He reminded me, I forgot, cocksucker.
Mm.
Yeah.
You should Don't also say cocksucker if you're going for the R.
Speaking of movies we had kind of seen...
Yeah.
Saw again. I saw The Revenant. Sean's not here, but we saw it at a theater. He was exporting last week's podcast, and he's like, he was like waiting for 2 hours for it to be done, and he's
perfect
like,
opportunity.
Hey, yeah, do you want to just go see The Revenant? Okay. So we went. I had seen it before. I saw a screener of the movie before, and I
he's
liked
a member
it.
Of the Academy. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't worry.
Voting
don't worry
member.
About that.
Legit.
And when it was over, I really liked it, but I felt like I should have seen
that thing lives on a big screen. Man.
Yeah, yeah. I felt like I saw a preview for it, so I could go see it in the theater. And so seeing it, it was good, and I liked it. But seeing it in the theater was an experience. It went beyond just like, oh, it was neat. Yeah, good movie. It became an experience. That, you know, a lot of people's criticisms, even when we were at the theater, we were going into it, there were people kind of ripping on it. Like, oh, what? Man, that movie's fucking long, man. The movie's fucking long. Well, yeah, it was. I don't know. It was a really complete experience, and I wouldn't have had that be any shorter, personally. I felt like seeing it in a theater when you're not, like, able to pause it and go do shit and come back made it that much more of an experience. Yeah, I don't know. I really liked it.
Cool. And I'm just glad Sean's not here to fucking spoil it for me.
Yeah, exactly.
I know he would.
He would have.
That's good.
He would have, but you're cool.
To be fair,
yeah.
The last trailer they released for the movie did all that.
Right.
They did a early trailer, like the first trailer that ever came out for The Revenant was just kind of like people going into the woods, and it looked like, whoa, this is crazy, and it ended there. That was a good trailer.
Yeah.
The second trailer they released was like the story of the movie.
I don't fuck with trailers.
So, yeah. Good.
It's nice not doing that.
Oh, I didn't see it either.
Released,
I skipped it.
They released teasers for everything, and you can tell if you're going to like a movie or not, and then after that point, just wait till it comes out. I saw the opening Star Wars teaser and nothing else.
Same here.
Good.
And somehow, I'm amazed. Star Wars was not spoiled for me.
Same here. I didn't get to it until like 2 days in as well. I did actively try to stay off of like social media sites, but I was really fucking happy when I sat my ass in the seat and I watched it and had everything fucking happen, blew me fucking away.
Yeah.
It would have upset me. It's embarrassing for me to admit how much it would have upset me having been spoiled. Yeah. And I know we know someone who got some shit spoiled for him.
Mm.
That would have, like, really harped on my experience.
I was going to say, what it's interesting, what people are, you know, it's, and it seems so basic, it's not even that big of a mind blower, but I really think more people enjoyed this new Star Wars as a result of not knowing shit about it. And it's like, yeah, don't release that shit. Like, don't say anything about it. And that worked really well for it. And the reason I bring it up is what I think is so awesome. I was just talking with Eric about it the other night. This shit going on with Cloverfield. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, I saw the new trailer with John Goodman.
Yeah, that...
I still haven't seen the first movie, though.
Well, that showed up overnight. No one knew they were making a new one.
That's awesome.
And then suddenly everyone saw a Michael Bay movie or something this weekend, and that trailer came on before, and it's like, what?
Because it doesn't look like it has anything to do with the first movie.
No, no, no. And they said, too, like, I guess J.J. Abrams talked about it, and he said, this is more of a distant cousin of that movie. Like, there's no point in doing the first one again. Mm-hmm. This is a different movie, which I think is actually cool. We don't need that first one again. I think the first Cloverfield movie is really unique in its own way. It's not perfect.
I gotta borrow that.
It was, there's really not another movie like that, and I give it a lot of credit for that.
Is this like an assumed name though? That like every couple of years he's gonna put out a story that's just out of the blue, but doesn't really have anything to do with each other?
No, I don't know. I have no clue.
Yeah, I don't know why.
It's been
biographer.
Tell me.
Rocco, JJ must tell you.
It's been 8 years since the last one. Really? Or 7 years? It's been a while.
So this is... Wow. This film is called something Cloverfield Drive?
Ten Cloverfield Lane.
Ten Cloverfield Lane. And the first movie was just called Cloverfield.
Yeah.
But
and the first one was all found footage.
It was all from a camera, yeah, from someone.
This one seems to be filmed differently.
Yeah, yeah.
Just based on the trailer.
Yeah. So what I think is, so this movie is out in like a month and a half.
Oh no shit!
Yeah, it came overnight. It's out in March. That's
Wow! Okay, cool.
And I thought, we were just talking. It's like, what a great way to promote this, because we just don't see movies done that way. You know, that's exciting. Like, holy shit! Not only did they make a sequel, it's out. Like, it's coming out. It's about to come out. Like, that's pretty impressive for them to do that. And I love that J.J. Abrams' whole crew is like finding ways to make there be excitement around movies again, not in the pummeling you with things for 7 years until it comes out.
Advertise you into seeing it.
Yeah.
They can just build up enough suspense.
It's more exciting just kind of having these surprises.
Yeah.
And Star Wars was I mean, that was the biggest thing in the world. And it was surrounded by surprises. So if you can do it for Star Wars, you definitely do it for fucking Cloverfield.
Yeah.
So that, I thought that was really cool. I don't know. Yeah. Some people are saying in the chat that they're going to be disappointed that it'll be... some people are going to be disappointed with Cloverfield and expecting a monster movie and you're barely going to see it. That's exactly what happened with the first one. That is exactly the thing that happened with the first one is it was not ever full-on face-to-face kind of like, you know. And so you got to expect that. I'm not expecting anything more than what I saw in the trailer. But
if you want a monster movie, just wait for Anno's Godzilla next year.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
How long do you think it'll take to get that? Well, we probably won't even get a U.S. release of that.
I bet they will.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Godzilla is pretty
But that's going to be pretty international. That's going to be like a Japanese release with Japanese actors and Japanese.
We were talking earlier this week about how they are talking about they want to remake Tales from the Crypt.
Oh wow. Yeah.
They don't want to bring back the Crypt Keeper.
Okay, mistake number one.
Right?
That's all you have.
That's all you have going for.
Don't call it Tales from the Crypt.
And the thing is, if you bring back the Twilight Zone, that's what I said to Rocco, you can't get Rod Serling. The Crypt Keeper's a puppet.
He's immortal. You could find someone to do the voice.
You could have the same exact character, which was...
corny jokes.
The beacon of that show. If you go back and watch Tales from the Crypt now... the episodes are not good. The only thing that is entertaining are the Crypt Keeper segments.
And his little fucking witty...
his jokes and just, like, his, like, macabre sense of humor. Like, just fucked
that
up
laugh
jokes.
At the end. Yeah, if you bring back that series and don't have that mascot in it, you are doomed from the start.
Yeah, so I guess what Rocco read is they want to make it more like American Horror Story, which is, like, there already is an American Horror Story.
Okay, have him introduce every episode.
Yeah,
and
you don't need
season
to, you could do whatever you want with that show. Have that guy.
Have the fucking puppet say at the start of each episode a little brief synopsis of what happened last week. If you want to serialize
but
it,
but also too, what I think is funny is all I've ever heard about American Horror Story is complaining about it. Even if people liked it at one point,
I
can't.
That's all I ever hear about it.
Every single.
Oh, it's just not. It's just no.
It was either this was never scary or it was scary, but now it's fucking lame.
Anytime I've asked anybody about it, it's been, dude, don't watch this season. You're gonna want to watch season two, and then someone else will go, dude, season two is like the worst, bro. You gotta watch like the first one. And don't watch. It's like it's like
to be to be like chasing that, trying to ride that wave.
Yeah.
Is sad.
I'm a huge horror fan, and that show, since its inception, has looked fucking stupid to me. So I've never brought myself to watch it, and no one's been able to change my opinion on the fact that it looks dumb.
I think it looks dumb, too.
And all the seasons, and especially when it's like,
correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh, it's in a circus, and everyone's a sideshow
freak. I might
be
wrong. Maybe I'm off my rocker. I feel like somebody told me that it's made by the guy who made Glee.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sure it is. Yeah, it is.
I just that doesn't put a lot of confidence in me about.
I found about 10 years or so ago that network television just really did not have anything for me. Basic cable is where it's at. Sorry.
Sorry, you network
fuckers. Yeah,
fuckers. ABC, CBS,
sorry,
NBC.
Sorry, Leslie motherfucker.
You can fuck right off. I might get Fox.
This is what I was saying last week. It was like, I feel like I'm like not part of the mainstream demographic.
No.
And it bums me out because I want to be.
I don't.
I just want, I want stuff on TV to be the stuff that I like.
That's crazy.
You can watch Seinfeld reruns. I could. And The Simpsons are Seinfeld still on. But Seinfeld, if you tune good. In right now, it's like Two Broke Girls and fucking How I Met Your Mother and could fucking Bazinga. I might as well be still on. Just
might as well.
Yeah. But Mike here's what Molly, I think. I think.
I think it gets to a point. They are chasing like the old person demographic.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Because they're still buying cable.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm getting older by the day. So let's start tuning it in to me. All right? CBS.
The baby boomer generation is like huge. Everything's tuned to that.
We got to take them out.
Bazinga.
We have to take them out?
We got to take out the baby boomers.
How are we going to take them out?
What about all their babies?
Like happy slapping. We're going to bring that back, but it's going to be worse. Okay.
What? Happy slapping.
You remember happy slapping?
No.
Okay. About 10 years ago, there was a craze where people on the streets would run up and just slap a random person while they're filming it. And
I remember the knockout game.
And then they would upload it to the internet. Oh. Happy slapping is coming back.
Okay. Fuck that. That's better than a knockout game, at least.
Mm-hmm. But we're going to call it baby booming.
Only go after
people
with kids?
Mm-hmm. Well, no. That's fucked up. Go after baby boomers.
Yeah. Do you not know what a baby boomer is?
Yeah, don't they have kids? Like, they're swaddling like a little baby in there.
That's right. So all you Octomoms out there, watch it.
Yeah, plug it up, seal it.
Where's Octomom?
No, where is Octomom?
Where is Octomom?
She was doing porno for a while.
She turned herself into Angelina Jolie and became a porn actress.
Really?
Yeah. It was shitty porn. It was like strip club porno.
What?
Yeah, she would do like live appearances at strip clubs,
like the kind
and then,
of porno
like,
you
to sell a
you,
DVD
you
of
find
that.
Lying around on the floor of a strip club.
Yeah.
Cool.
No. Nope.
Hey, can we talk about like some good media? You know, we're complaining about all this stuff. Let's talk about some good stuff.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Eric.
Yeah.
Can we do a Joker update?
Where?
Surprise, surprise.
I just want to let everyone know, Tuesday.
I don't know what this is.
That you'll be watching this on YouTube probably.
Okay.
There's a new Suicide Squad trailer.
Oh.
And guess what? Today they showed the official poster to the movie.
Oh, cool.
And the director released it and said, worst superheroes ever. And he showed the poster. And I guess, unofficially... Mm-hmm. The movie kind of has a retitle.
I hate this.
It's called Suicide Squad.
Kind of has a retitle?
Yeah. You ready for this? It's hashtag Suicide Squad.
Is that bigger than the title?
That is the title on the poster.
There's a hashtag? There's a fucking
it is
pound
on
symbol
the poster,
before
yeah.
the title of the film?
So oh!
I don't know. I haven't seen the movie. I don't know. The poster is hashtag Suicide Squad. That's basically the title they're pushing
out. That's fitting.
So anyway,
it's like this. It's like Twitter. It's like what the kids use all fucking day, and now it slips right under the rug.
That's the name of the film.
This is not artistic
integrity. That's the name of the film.
No, it's what the kids. It's
where's all the artistic integrity of Suicide Squad?
It's what
do you
the
think
kids,
the director at least
you guys,
comics?
The kids are doing it, okay? And Suicide
fucking
Squad
kids.
Is hip
to the kids.
I think we need to take out the kids and the baby
and
boomers.
The baby boom millennials and baby
well,
boomers.
Well, the baby boomers are holding the babies, so we'll take them out in one big boom.
You're right.
That's like terrorist shit.
Oh my god. Deal with it. Deal with
wow.
it.
Wow. Fuck ISIS. I just
deal with it.
This is this is not related to the Joker, but Harley Quinn, you know, she's close to the Joker.
She's a girlfriend.
Yeah, the actress who plays her has said that she's going to be violent.
Hashtag violent.
So yeah, everyone, use hashtag violent this week. Anyway, so that's what's going on with that. Speaking of great music promotion, movie promotion, I want to point out a couple things. One, that movie is, I think, like 7 months away, and we can't get out of the tractor beam of this whole promotion.
Well, we could, but we keep doing Joker.
That's true. But we could. I only report what is delivered to me in the news. I don't seek it out. So that's what I'm doing. Anyway, so that's that. In other movie promotion, I think a lot of people don't realize Superman versus Batman or Batman versus Superman or whatever is out in like a month and a half. It's out in March. Wow. And do you remember that it was going to be out at the same time as Star Wars? It was going to be out at the end of, I think, last year.
So it's been done.
End of December?
And they delayed it. Well, they delayed it a long time ago. I think they were still working on it. So I don't know if it's done. But
that's good. That always bodes well for a movie when you delay it. It means it's real good.
Yeah, and also drop it in March. Another good sign.
Oscar worthy.
That is like it's weird. March. But
it's almost like,
it
won't be good.
I feel like I've heard more about... Maybe I'm crazy, and maybe it's just because of my position. So people at home, you could tell me. But I feel like I hear more about Suicide Squad in the news constantly than I do Batman vs. Superman.
They're probably...
Suicide Squad's actually good.
Yeah, DC's just like, let's just fucking let one get sacrificed to save the other.
Yeah, I don't know.
Aside from a Batman DC property, does box office do well?
Honestly, I think that this... is a conversation more about marketing budgets, probably. Mm. I feel like Suicide Squad is probably just spending more money to advertise their movie.
Hmm.
Batman versus Superman. I bet they would just assume it's Batman and Superman. They don't need to advertise it.
I partly agree with that. I'm sure the budget for the advertising for Batman and Superman is huge, but I bet there's more of the budget of Suicide Squad devoted to promoting the movie because my mom and dad know who Batman and Superman are. They don't know what a Harley Quinn is.
Yeah. or Slipknot.
That's true.
They don't know that Will Smith is in this thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You say Slipknot?
Yeah.
Slipknot's character in Suicide Squad.
Is his real... His name is Slipknot.
I was just talking with him about that. I didn't know that either.
I thought there's a guy named Deathstroke.
Yeah, it's all like characters you've never heard of.
Slipknot.
That's why they have to advertise it so much.
Wow.
Killer Croc.
Does the band spell it different?
I don't know.
No. I think the character's based off the band.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like he blasts Idaho.
They're from Iowa. Iowa.
Iowa. Idaho. Iowa. Where's Slipknot from?
Well, either, people to people.
You know, all the slip heads out there, where's Slipknot from?
So another thing that I think is interesting that's also coming out relatively soon, I mean, within less than 6 months, there is a new Ghostbusters movie.
Ew.
And,
Yeah, there's no footage.
I saw posters for the first time today.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I forgot it was coming
out. Okay, I'm not even speaking to the quality of it. There is no information out
That's
on that
scary.
Movie.
There's no trailer?
There's no trailer? There's no teaser?
No behind-the-scenes footage?
There is nothing.
Stop calling it Ghostbusters with Girls.
Why?
There was a lot of articles that were released about 6 months ago saying that, but... That's all they can say.
Gawker put out an article that said, "Stop calling it Ghostbusters with Girls. It's just Ghostbusters." And then someone tweeted that with a question mark and then posted every article they've posted calling it Ghostbusters with Girls.
Because that's the only thing we know is they've made a new Ghostbusters with
we
a
have no information.
We have no information.
It's almost like Gawker's a piece of shit.
The only info we have is that there's four women playing the four Ghostbusters.
I'm not even getting any of that stuff. But what's weird, there's no anything. And you know, now I've said before, I think, even earlier today I said that it's better promoting movies with kind of mystery around it than giving too much. And I definitely stand by that. I don't know if that's what they're going for here, but this seems like almost in a different direction where there's... It's kind of like, is there anything going on with this?
Let me interrupt you,
for a second. Star Wars, you knew something was happening.
Let me interrupt you for a second and just say, I would love to see a trailer for this new Ghostbusters and find out, is it going to have creepy elements to it? Like, what's the humor like?
Is the music similar?
Like, what the fuck is this movie going to be like? Yeah. They could have shown us the tone of this movie or...
Yeah.
A trailer. Yeah, exactly what you're saying.
It's interesting, though, because we just said we don't want to watch trailers for movies anymore.
No, I was saying Watch the first trailer, and you can decide whether you're going to see it or not.
Because usually they're a teaser.
And
usually
then, the first one is and a then yeah. avoid all. And once you decide, yes, I want to see this movie, avoid all information. Just go see it. That's what I was saying. Yeah. But yeah, I am interested to see what the new Ghostbusters looks like.
I'll be there in the theater for sure.
I won't be until I see something for it or hear something about it.
Gotcha. But I was going to say, they keep releasing like little, oh, we're going to show you what this looks like. We're going to show you. And it's images that are just things from the old movie. It's like, look, the car. Yeah, okay. And then something that I said something about this the other day where I was like, they're not showing us anything. And I was constantly responded to with, no, they showed the toys the other day. That's, yeah.
You know the toys that when you pushed on the head, the whole fucking mouth opened
really,
up?
Really, but they look like the old toys.
You know how they did that in the fucking movies?
But it's like, yeah, I don't know what, it
bad cop!
It traces into, I love, now, like I said, mystery around a movie is good, but this is traipsing into, like, I have no information on what this is.
Can I tell you how ugly the fucking posters are?
I've seen them, yeah.
There's four posters on the wall, and it's like a fucking extreme close-up of, like, you could see, like, okay,
like
one girl's got, like, her eye, and I think her hair is red, and then, like, part of a proton pack. And then the other's, like, this part of her cheek and mouth, and then, like, a PKE meter. It's like, I can't even see what's going on.
What's great, the issue with this is...
That's the whole campaign. You don't know what the fuck is going on.
Maybe it is building mystery. I mean, all we know is, like, none of the original cast wanted to come back for, except, I think, Dan Aykroyd.
You know what this whole situation reminds me of? It reminds me of the turd we saw at Comic-Con, and they just put a sign over it.
Yeah.
They didn't clean the turd up. They didn't call any attention to it. They just put the sign over the turd. They're not showing you trailers for this movie.
Just
the posters aren't giving away. It's just like, yeah, here's some marketing. Check it out.
What I think... no one is quite ready for is that there are cameos. Like all they've talked about is stuff connected to the old ones. They've given no new info. And that's what I think is weird about that. Yeah. And okay, fine. But
you got no Harold Ramis. You got no Bill Murray.
No, they're all in it. They are all doing cameos in it.
I thought Bill Murray's big thing was like, I won't do it.
Yeah.
I kept reading articles that were like, Bill Murray's the only one.
So they're all doing cameos in it, but like, what no one is considering is that they're not going to be the same characters. This is a total reboot, and they're doing cameos as, like, other people. And it's just not going to... The whole thing is like, why are we doing this?
Oh, like Lou Ferrigno's cameo and
Hulk? Yeah. It's all that shit. I think there's still... Whenever I see an article or something about, oh, they're going to do a cameo in it, I think there's still this expectation of they're going to be their character. Mm-mm. And honestly, I feel like even... I don't know why they never considered at any point just to do it where those guys are in it and they pass it to someone. They give that to someone.
Well, that's what the cartoon did.
Because that to me...
in a wheelchair.
To me, the problem is... that they're just fucking rebooting another thing.
Yeah.
Is my issue with it. I don't care who's in it at all. It's just, why are we rebooting it? And all those guys are in it and they're just going to be other people. What a fucking waste of everyone's time.
Did they film with Harold Ramis before he passed away?
No.
So he's not in it.
No. Well, Digital anything Ramis. Can happen. Ghost.
Anything can happen.
He could be Ramis. A ghost.
Oh, shit.
They're going to bust him. He's going to do a cameo as a ghost.
Yeah. Like one of those hologram, like Will I Am.
Exactly.
Anyway, I know why they're really doing all that. I mean, you know, whatever. It's easy to see,
who,
but
who
it's just
it?
Sony.
Is it Sony Pictures?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. But it's just like
it's gonna be a fart in the wind. I'll tell you that right now. Yeah. Like when it's come and gone, everyone's gonna forget. Like, oh yeah.
I just think they have an identity.
It's gonna
crisis.
Be like Indiana Jones 4.
It's gonna be like Ant-Man. It's gonna be like Godzilla.
I never saw Ant-Man. I feel bad.
I had no desire to see that.
Well, I like Marvel. I like the Marvel movies. I feel like I should give them all credit, but like that one just hasn't even come across
my radar. I heard Ant-Man was like really good, but yeah, I'm so burnt out on Marvel movies.
What was the last one you saw? I think I saw Avengers. I saw Avengers, yeah. 3. Or what? Ultron? Age of Ultron?
2.
Jesus Christ. And now I had to sit through about 4 fucking hour-long previews of they're making another Civil War.
Yeah.
I think Iron Man was the last Marvel movie I saw, honestly.
There's a lot of them.
Iron Man 1.
They're not stopping. They're just going to keep making them. Yeah. Cool. Well, get your butt in the seat.
Anyways, I liked The Visit. That's what I saw this week. Didn't have any superheroes in it.
Put a little button on that one.
Yeah. Round up any the movie talk.
No superheroes in The Revenant? That bear is tough.
Hey, I was just going to say real quick, just real fast, this has nothing to do with movies.
All
right. I have been going back to game stuff for a second.
Oh, hold on. Sorry.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that in theaters, and yeah. I liked it. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I liked it.
A lot of Bowie in there, too.
Was there? Yeah, there was. Yeah, that's right.
RIP.
Anyways, go ahead. What were you saying?
Yeah, I was just going to say, something I've been doing lately, I've been streaming Final Fantasy VII.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been really fun. It's so funny how fast you can work through that game when you are, well, when you know it as well. I beat that game a few times, but you also have the chat there to crowdsource every decision.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I don't know, this guy's asking for this. Should I give it to him? And I mean, immediately you have a group go, no. You know, it's like ask the audience, you know, it's great. But anyway, it's been a lot of fun. I'm into the second disc.
Oh, wow.
And I've streamed all of it.
You just go live from your living room.
Yeah, if I have a couple free hours.
Whenever you feel like it, do you even tweet it out, or does it just auto?
It'll auto-tweet it out sometimes. Oh, like, cool. It'll do it for me. But anyway, so it was pretty cool. But anyway, it's been cool. You have to see. I don't know what part it's in. I've been uploading each part to YouTube just on my personal channel.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I've uploaded it yet, so I'll have to reference it later or link to
it later.
You're
becoming a game streamer.
Yeah, that's what I'm aiming
for,
guys.
Dude, you should do ALDQ.
Yeah, I might do ALDQ. I'm going to be an ALDQer. But anyway.
For charity.
So I've been doing that. No, but there's one part that happened. It was the weirdest thing. People who are here who maybe saw it know what I'm about to say. As I'm playing this game, I got to the Gold Saucer.
Yeah.
In the game, that's a big... it's like it's like a big theme park area in the game.
That was all I remember doing up there was snowboarding.
Yeah, the snowboarding thing, all kinds of stuff. I didn't know you could go on a roller coaster. I had never done that.
I remember a cutscene where you take the gondola up. That's...
No, yeah, but there's a roller coaster game where you're firing lasers and stuff.
I don't remember
that. It occurred to me as I was playing, I was like, I don't... In any gameplay, any playthrough, I've never done
gotten that.
Yeah, I never did. So,
wow.
So I did this time, and I'm like, everyone's telling me, like, do the roller coaster. Okay. So I jump on, and it's, you know, I'm shooting stuff, whatever. I have not saved in a long, long time. And I get to the end of that roller coaster. The roller coaster stops mid-track.
Uh-oh.
It is stopped.
Oh, fuck.
And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
Old school game technology.
Son of a bitch. I never had that game freeze on me, ever. Or glitch on me.
PS1 stuff would freeze a lot.
Really? Even Final Fantasy VII?
It didn't matter.
I never had
anything.
Final Fantasy freeze on me.
I always remember having a restart. Specifically, music is still rolling. Image is stuck.
Yeah.
Can't do shit.
So I got there and I was like, man, this, I haven't saved in so long. And I'm like, honestly, I'm looking at that going, well, I'm not replaying hours of this, so that might be the end of me streaming this game. That's it. I'm going to move on. Someone in the chat starts going, hey, can you try something? Mess with the date. And I'm like, what are you talking about? The date on your PS4?
What?
Set it back.
What?
Yeah, sometime between December 6th and December 31st last year. Okay. Referring to 2015.
Yeah, why so specific?
And I'm like, what? And so they said, someone is saying that the date may have fucked with the game. Like, the changeover to 2016 may have messed with some games, or specifically Final Fantasy, that it messed with it. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess I can do that. But everyone in the chat...
So this is while it's, like, resume
it's
mode.
It's stuck right there.
Yeah.
And everyone in the chat is saying, yeah, but you would have to restart the game.
Yeah.
So either way, you're fucked.
So you hit PS to go change
Fine.
The box.
So I hit PlayStation and went in and set the date to December 7th, 2015. went back into the game. It continued. It was like, what the fuck?
Holy shit.
Why would it cause that? And everyone in the chat had the same thought. How did someone figure that out?
Internet soldiers on fucking... that's crazy.
Yeah. December 6th is when the game came out. So it couldn't be... You didn't want to have a date before that.
And December 7th was...
It had to be... Yeah, it was after that. But not. It had to be between that and 2016.
What the fuck?
So permanently, I have my PS4 set to December 7th through the 8th, you know, whatever. Wow. 2015.
So you can continue playing?
Yeah. I don't know what was Trapped up with that. People figured it out, but...
My Final Fantasy games used to crash a lot, but that's probably because I was using so many Game Shark codes.
Oh, yeah. See,
Action replay codes and stuff. Yeah. But just in general, I know the PS1 used to give me a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
My old PS1. Now, you're playing on the PS4, though. That's something I didn't realize.
Yeah.
How weird.
Very weird.
Could affect that.
But anyway, so if you want to check that out, like I said, periodically, I don't know if I'll do it that much coming up or not, but... Yeah, I've been streaming Final Fantasy VII, and I usually tweet out when it's happening. So check that out if you get a chance. It's just kind of fun to... That's a really easy game to just sit back and comment on as you play. Because it doesn't require you to... You know, sometimes you don't want to talk because, okay, I'm so focused, you know, whatever. That game is really laid back to play. So it's... Yeah, it's just been doing commentary on stuff and, like, chatting with people. It's been a lot of fun. I really enjoy that. I love that these new consoles have the simplest push button live stream, you know, it's great.
Well, just the chat room alone, you made a Mega 64 community on the PS4.
Yes.
Which, if you guys have PS4, go search out the Mega 64 community.
Yeah.
And I just threw out an open chat room within there, and I think that's how most of the people found the game today.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And then we were all chatting while we played, and a bunch of the Brits over in the UK, a bunch of people over here. It was fun.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, cool. Yeah, that stuff has been a lot of fun. So anyway, yeah, check that out if you get a chance. I've been having a lot of fun with that. Do a commentary on that. For a while, I was doing... A while back, I was doing commentary on movies. And I want to get back into that, too. I haven't done that in a while.
Oh, like we did End of Ava?
Yeah. I want to do a couple more of those. Might do that coming up.
You did one with Kevin, right?
Yeah, we did Tron, right? Yeah.
That's up on YouTube?
That was a while ago. I don't think it's on YouTube. I just uploaded it.
Oh, gotcha.
Somewhere. But I want to do some more of that too. Anyway, I think that might be it. We're at time. Yeah,
we're over. Next.
Listen. We want to say before we go, we are going to be at PAX South at the end of the month, in San Antonio, Texas. I keep saying we. I will not be there. We are going to have a booth. We'll have a presence there. We will have a booth with all our merchandise, all our stuff on the show floor at PAX South. Kevin and Brian are going to be running the booth for us, and they will bring everything that you might want, everything you need.
Rare.
There's
merch.
Stuff that's not on our website anymore.
Rare.
You know, Mega 64 time is sold out, but we had actually set aside some specifically to go to San Antonio. So, like, well, there'll be copies of that. If you want any of that, all of our rare merch and some exclusive stuff will be there too. And that's what I wanted to talk about. Ladies and gentlemen, we have an exclusive poster print that will only be on sale at PAX South.
Damn.
What is this poster, you ask? It is a promotional piece of artwork for a convention that does not exist. Ladies and gentlemen, the PAX...
Well, it does.
It does. Well, sure. I mean, but we're not going to tell you where. I mean, that's us.
We'd like to attend.
Anyway, this is the exclusive poster at PAX South. You could see it for yourself.
Whoa.
It is exclusive. Sorry, PAX. It's promoting HACS, the Hacker Exclusive, the Hacker Expo, in which we are presenting... that's where we're going to be. We're not going to be at PAX. That's why the three of us won't be there. We're going to be doing HACS instead.
You get another convention to go to.
Let Kevin and Brian do PAX. We'll be at HACS. So you can see that poster. That poster will be exclusively at PAX South. You can pick that up at our booth, and the booth number is on the screen. What is it?
Hang on.
That's okay.
Booth 14079.
14079, the year... They discovered America. So that's how you can remember it. So check that out. And I'm excited. I think that poster's looking hot.
Over 14,000 booths at PAX this year.
We're 14,079.
Biggest PAX South yet. Yeah. 14,000 booths. You will not have time
to get them all in.
You will not probably see most of it. Mm-hmm. So just go to our booth.
Yeah.
Just go to ours.
Start at the end and work your way. Start at 14,079 and work your way back to booth one.
You know what? Just go to the booth at the first day and then just hang out. Talk to Brian. Talk to Kevin. Just hang around the booth. Stand around in front of the TV. Laugh to yourself. Watch the other stuff. Think of a question, if you've already previously asked one to Brian or Kevin, and then go up to them and then ask them that new question. Just kind of like linger, stay for as long as you can. Get out your cell phone maybe and ask if they would talk to like your sister who's like doesn't really even know who they are, but just like you're looking for something else to do while you stand around in front of the booth. Should be fun.
So Garrett is not fucking going to this convention. That is
something not bad.
Are you okay?
What? No, I was just giving tips on how to have a blast.
Some passive aggressive.
How to have a blast at Brian.
That sounds like it happened.
I don't know that was necessarily passive. That was pretty active.
Okay, yeah, that was active aggressive. Man. By all means, come by our booth at PAX South. That will be there.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, it will be.
I know that if Sean was here, he would say that we are running late and we should probably wrap it up.
He ain't here, though.
Well, I just think that in honor of him, we should wrap it up. So let's say the last things that we wanted to say.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Me or you want to go first?
I'll keep it short.
Okay. What do you want?
I just want to do one last grand finale. As you saw earlier in this episode, we had a kind of a tribute to those who have passed away this past week. What I would like to do now is kind of take it in reverse a little bit. I think we dwell, we do dwell on death and the things that happen are very tragic. They're upsetting. But it's important to remember who is still with us. And so now what I'd like to do is, Sean, if you're watching this now, well, you are, you're editing this, that's your job. Sean is going to edit together a reel of who's still alive.
Right.
And it's going to include not just celebrities, but
everyone.
The everyman.
Yeah. All
our fans. And just kind of show, I want to see kind of all our fans in there, all our viewers, us, obviously.
Brian, he's not here either.
And just everybody who's still alive on this little orb we call Earth. I'm already seeing some in the chat, and I got to say something about it. He's not gonna put Nat on the screen.
Okay.
And if he does, he's gonna face some consequences. So don't worry about that. He's not gonna do that. So anyway, without further ado, here it is. Okay, we're back. Wow.
That's a lot of people that are alive.
That was really cool that he did that.
Do you think he has to go and amend the upload as people pass?
Yeah, and honestly, that took a really long time to
get through. Could just do annotations.
Yeah, just annotate, go on.
Oh, someone else died.
Just make sure you keep annotations on, and he'll put a big X over the face.
That'd be great. Yeah.
So anyway, thank you, Sean, for doing that. That was really amazing stuff. And we got to see his family, our families. People we don't even know, tons of people.
All the internet soldiers out there.
Yeah, all the internet citizens, like anybody who's ever been on it. Yeah.
Furries, people, perverts.
Yeah, rapists.
Yeah, Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
He's alive still.
I want to say that I can't believe he included them, but you said everyone that's alive.
I mean, I wouldn't have included that, so Sean... Shame on you a little bit.
But Jared's in there, too.
Because to me, they shouldn't be alive. No, I'm being serious.
Was offended that Sean put Jared and Bill Cosby in there. I didn't want to see them.
Yeah.
I just think it was weird that he left them up for, like, so much longer than all the other
people.
Yeah,
and first. They were the first people.
Like, he loaded up, like, all of, like, the rapists and the murderers, like, right at the beginning. Yeah. And left them up for, like, a really long time. And then just, like, fast-forwarded through everyone else. Yeah. What is that?
I wouldn't have done that. But, Sean's in there.
Artistic freedom.
Yeah, anyway.
Whatever.
Wow. First Amendment, Sean. Anyway, all right,
well,
that's it.
Well,
how about Derek?
Yeah. Oh. I want to end on a note,
okay,
which is to say a lot of celebrities, musicians passed away this week, sadly. So I would like to just do a final note and just sing a note of goodbye.
Hmm.
And I want to end it on this, okay? It's like a song. And I'll do a little music here. And you guys feel free to join in if you want.
Okay. I'll feel it.
Okay. Goodbye.
We'll miss you.